Hello, my loves. Happy love day. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How are your feelings about Valentine's Day? I'm not the biggest fan, but I do really enjoy celebrating my friends, celebrating y'all, celebrating my patrons. Speaking of, I'm gonna read a story to you, and then at the end of the story, I'm gonna share some things that I added to my Patreon account, some new rewards. So if you're interested, stay tuned. And now let's get started with this story. All right. I was on the train heading home from an art modeling gig when I received a text from my friend Adam, who works as a food photographer. Hey, do you know a couple who would be willing to pose nude for a photo shoot I'm doing for my gallery? I want her straddling him with both of them holding each other while either eating or letting the food drip onto their bodies. They'll be paid, of course. My first thought was of Silas, another model I met recently at a gallery opening for a figurative artist I admire. My heart picked up its pace when I imagined sitting on him, feeding and being fed by him. I went to find his number in my contacts. We had hung out once, and it was getting coffee before when both of us had to head out to our respective gigs. I thought back to the gallery opening, remembered the painting I saw of him, thinking surely he'd be into doing something erotic. That night, dressed in a clingy black dress with hot pink tights, I stood in front of a large oil painting. It took me a minute to realize the handsome man in my peripheral talking with the gallery owner was also the person I was looking at in front of me. The painting was of him in a rope bondage suspension, bound with red rope, hanging upside down in a back bend from a massive tree branch, left hand reaching back, holding his left ankle with his right leg up and bent at 90 degrees, right hand resting on his muscled stomach. The expression he wore on his elegant features was of serene relaxation. The light and shine of his skin made me want to reach out and touch it. As a model myself, I was always mentally constructing how the pose and then the art itself was created. It would be impossible to hold something like this for the duration of painting sessions, so I imagined it was created from a photograph. I wondered how we got there, who wrapped, tightened, and tied that gorgeous rope around his limbs. I was so lost in my observations that I didn't notice someone was beside me until he spoke. It's beautiful, isn't it? Startled, I turned to see a man a little older than me gazing up at the painting. That's my friend Silas. He's standing right over there. He gestured toward the man still talking to the gallery owner. It's stunning. I saw him when I walked in and thought he was the model. I smiled and returned my attention back to the painting. I'm Stephen, he said, holding out his hand. Samantha. I placed mine in his, feeling him linger a second too long before releasing it. Hey, Stephen, I'm glad you could make it, I heard someone call out behind me. I was grateful for the interruption. I couldn't miss it, Stephen said, stepping past me to hug Silas. I mean, wow, this is amazing. Yeah, Ethan is around here somewhere, Silas said, glancing around. He's the artist, right? Stephen asked, following his gaze. He is. Yeah, I thought you knew him. No, I just know of him. Silas, this is Samantha. We just met and we're discussing the majestic beauty of this painting, Stephen said with a sweeping, playful gesture of his hand. Silas shook my hand, saying, "Great to meet you. You as well." I didn't bother keeping the intensity out of my gaze when I looked at his warm green eyes. I had been told by previous partners the way I looked at them was unnerving, and I sometimes tried to hide it when meeting new people, but it didn't seem to bother Silas. Stephen saw someone else he knew and excused himself. I can't stop staring at this, I said, gesturing to the painting. Yeah, Ethan's talented for sure. I've worked with him for a couple of years now. Silas stepped a little closer to me, and I felt an electric current of desire push through my limbs. I assume this was created from a photograph, I asked. It was, yeah. He kind of works in fits and starts, so I don't exactly know how long it took him to finish it. May I ask, who got you all tied up there? It was a friend of Ethan's. He knew I was curious and wanted the experience, and he wanted to create this. So, as long as I was good with being tied the way he wanted, we decided to go for it. It's impressive. I turned my attention from the painting to Silas. Are you an artist as well? Not in this way. I'm a model, though. Oh, yeah? He raised his eyebrows. Hey, Silas! A deep voice boomed behind me. We both turned around to see a man wearing a bright blue blazer striding over with a gorgeous blonde woman in tow. Sorry to interrupt. I want you to meet someone. I had a feeling this was Ethan, even though introductions were not made. Instead, Silas handed me his phone. Put your number in. We should stay in touch. Since then, we had texted on and off and had gone out for coffee twice. Me being distracted by the soothing sound of his voice, his pierced lip I wanted to trap between my teeth, and graceful fingers holding his mug that I wanted pushed inside my everything. It was hard to tell if the feeling was mutual. He was kind, but that kindness didn't extend into anything flirtatious. And now, sitting on the train, the phone still in my hand, my mind racing about this opportunity with my friend, wondering if it would be completely out of order to ask him to model with me. It's just work, I rationalized. Sexy work, yes, but it's work. I sent Silas a text, my heart pounding as I pressed send. I bit my lip to keep from laughing, my nervous, excited jitters making me feel like I had just downed a gallon of coffee. Half an hour later, I was back in my apartment and trying not to incessantly check my phone for messages. I went about the rest of my night wondering if he received the text, if I had overstepped a boundary, and should I check in with him now to see if that was true? His reply came through at almost midnight. I was four episodes into a show I wasn't really paying attention to and was about to go to bed when my phone buzzed. Hey, this sounds great. I'd love to. Do you know when? I nearly exploded off the couch, suddenly wide awake and replying with, I didn't know when, but I'd find out. Things moved quickly after that. Adam wanted to set up the session within the following week. The three of us went back and forth in a group text about the best time and day. We settled on a Friday afternoon. I spent the entire week daydreaming about what his mouth would feel like on mine, what he'd taste like, and what his skin would feel like beneath my palms. When the day arrived, Silas offered to pick me up. And when I got into his car with him, hair curled and makeup carefully applied, my small overstuffed tote with my fluffy robe in it just in case, he handed me a pink donut. For the road, he smiled. Thank you. Where's yours? I asked, glancing around. Here, he replied, rubbing his stomach. Those things don't last long with me. Same. I said, pulling the donut out from its pastry bag and taking a bite, the strawberry icing making my mouth buzz. It was so good. The drive to the studio was about 10 minutes, but it felt like 10 seconds. We were talking about our most recent modeling experiences when he parked, turned to me, and said, "This might sound kind of weird, but I sort of wish I had planned to take you out and maybe, I don't know, if you were up for it, kiss you before now. Like, it feels a little strange to kiss in front of a camera for the first time. But maybe that's just me." No, that's not weird. I thought about it too. I mean, we could kiss now. I trailed off just as Adam came bounding out the door, waving to us, wearing a black hoodie, dark jeans, and his usual big smile. Okay, maybe not, Silas laughed. Let's go be weird, I exclaimed, and we got out of the car, gathered our things, and headed inside with Adam. The space was a gorgeous loft with floor-to-ceiling windows, hardwood floors, and pieces of beautiful furniture artfully arranged to give the look of someone living here. There are bathrooms down the hallway for you to change, and I'll be up front continuing to set up. Adam pointed to a more secluded part of the space. After you, Silas gestured for me to go ahead of him. I thought about inviting him into the bathroom with me as I was turned on after our conversation in the car, and then being here, minutes away from being pressed against him. But after taking everything off, wrapping myself up in my robe, and stuffing my folded clothes into my bag, I ventured out into the studio where Adam and Silas were standing together. Adam behind the camera, Silas next to him in a navy blue robe, his arms crossed. To his right was a small table of food items we were going to play with. In front of them was a window with a gauzy white curtain, leafy green plants on either side of it. Little white twinkle lights were spread out on the ground behind an emerald green rug. I'm going to have both of you with your robes on go stand on the rug so I can check this light, Adam said, and off we went. How are you feeling? Silas whispered to me. My hand was nearly touching his. I could feel the heat of his skin on mine, and it was everything I had not to lace my fingers with his. Instead, I nodded my response to him and said I was good. Okay, that's good. Are you both ready to get started? Adam asked, looking up from his camera. We said yes at the same time and laughed. Great. Okay, so I'm going to have you both standing to start with your arms around each other. Silas, your arms will be around Samantha's waist, and Sam, one of yours will be around his neck, but I want your other hand in his hair. We stepped off the rug to remove our robes and place them on the couch behind Adam. It was everything I had not to look at him anywhere, but directly into his eyes as we returned to our spot and took the pose. I am so sorry, my hands are cold, Silas said as I felt his icy fingers brush the small of my back. Don't apologize, I replied, placing my own cold hands on the back of his neck, laughing when he jumped. Sorry, y'all, should I get a couple of heaters? I didn't even think about that, Adam asked. Yes, please, Silas replied. Okay, I'll be right back, Adam said and took off for the back of the studio. I stepped to the side, unsure of whether or not I should continue holding on to him, and felt my face flush pink when he said, "You are lovely." I looked at him then. I let myself take in the green of his eyes, the brightness of his smile, the softness of his skin, the hills of his shoulders leading to his tattooed biceps, down to fingers I couldn't wait to taste, over to the slight trail of hair starting at his belly button and leading my gaze to the heaviness of his thick cock, and over to each of his strong thighs, all the way down and over each toe and back up again. My mouth went wet. My pussy warmed, and then Adam returned with two small heaters and plugged them in, jolting us back into being at work. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Where were we? He took his camera and aimed it at us as we got into the position. Great. Okay, Sam, can you bring your right thigh forward so you're covering Silas's? I did so, feeling his cock against me, wondering if he could feel how wet I was, if he'd get hard. Adam walked around us in a semicircle, snapping away while I was trying not to come, and then feeling curious as to what was going through Silas's head. Sam, I'm going to give you a strawberry to feed Silas. I want your left hand on his chest, keeping your leg where it is. I want you to hold the strawberry to his mouth. And then, Silas, I want your mouth open like you're about to bite into it, but don't bite yet. Adam walked over to us with a bowl of strawberries for me to choose from. Of course, I picked the biggest one and did as Adam instructed. Silas and I looked at each other's eyes until I shifted my gaze to his mouth, where I was hovering the strawberry over his bottom lip, wanting to slide my tongue over it, tasting what strawberry tasted like on him. Silas, I want you to slowly bite the strawberry. and then let whatever juice comes out of it just happen. Same to you, Sam. Let it run down your hand, your arm, wherever it wants to go. I slowly inhaled, filling my lungs with the scent of the fruit mixed with the sugar still on his breath from the donut he ate earlier. He looked at me just briefly before closing his eyes, the sweetness dripping from his mouth and down the side of my hand. When he had bitten all the way through the strawberry, we laughed when he said he needed to chew it, and Adam said we could take a break while he grabbed the next thing. "You're making it difficult to not get hard over here," Silas said when Adam was out of earshot. "I'm pretty sure I left pussy juice on your leg." "I don't mind," he grinned, and then told me to open up, still holding the strawberry. I did so and let him feed it to me. It was then I decided to let go of just being professional and let whatever I was feeling take over and enjoy it. We were already here, so why not? It wasn't like I was gonna fuck him in the studio, but I could really let myself have and take pleasure in spending this time with him and stop worrying about what it looked like. "Silas, I want you to take this bottle of honey and this little spoon and sit in the middle of the rug with your legs crossed," Adam said, handing him the items. "And then, Sam, can you pull your hair back off your shoulders and straddle him?" I joined Silas, carefully lowering myself onto his body before gathering my hair up and letting it fall down my back as I felt his hands, warm now, press into the top of my thighs. "Sam, I want one of your hands on his neck and the other can be on his side at his rib cage. You're going to tilt your head back with your mouth open a little. And then, Silas, I want you to pour a little bit of honey into the spoon and let it drip into her mouth." When I placed my hand on his neck, leaving my thumb on his jaw, a warm feeling of tenderness slipped through me as I tilted my head back, receiving the sticky sweetness of the honey he dripped over my mouth and chin. I felt a couple of drops land on my breast and wanted to feel his tongue licking it off. I could hear Adam's camera snapping away before he told me to look at Silas. And as I did so, even though Adam was right there, it felt like it was just the two of us. We were on some unseen adventure unfolding before us. Words that had yet to be spoken were arranging, becoming a story we had little control over, but one I wanted to read, one to get lost in and savor every detail, in no rush to race to see how the ending turned out. Adam said something, but I wasn't listening. And the next thing I knew, Silas's thumb was on my lower lip, pushing the honey into my mouth. I closed my lips around him, tasting the floral sweet of the honey mixed with the earthy salt of his skin. "This is so good, you guys. Okay, I want you to kiss, but I want you to move at a glacial pace as you're leaning in towards each other," Adam instructed. My heart sped up as Silas eased his thumb from my mouth, and we started the slow lean towards each other. I felt his other hand in my hair, and I kept my eyes on his until I was too close to see anything but the smooth texture of his skin. The second I closed my eyes, I felt his lips on mine. The sound of the camera clicking faded into nothing, and the stiff exterior that guarded the soft of my heart unraveled. Everything in me that was used to freezing into statue melted, and I wanted nothing more than to ease his cock into my pussy, feeling her stretch open and rock my hips against his. "This is great." Adam's voice pulled me back into awareness that we weren't actually alone and we were working. "Sam, I'm going to give you this chocolate sauce, and you're going to squeeze a little bit onto Silas's collarbone and the top of his shoulder. And then I want you to spread it up his neck and then lick it off. But just move as slowly as you did when you kissed." Adam handed me the bottle while Silas grinned at me, and I suddenly got the giggles. "What's so funny?" Silas teased. "Shut up," I laughed. Careful not to make eye contact with him, I held the bottle over the top of his shoulder and watched the little drops of chocolate land on his skin while Adam photographed my actions from behind. I bit my lower lip, pushing all my focus onto how the drops of chocolate looked on Silas's skin, my mind memorizing the beauty, intimacy, and absurdity of this afternoon, how it was these experiences that punctuated the mundane blur of days that turned into weeks. Once there was enough chocolate for me to move around, I used the tip of my fingers to push it up his jaw. "Here," I said, pushing my fingers into his mouth. Silas watched me as I felt his tongue slide over my skin. I slowly pulled my fingers from his mouth, spending a second longer dragging them over his bottom lip before leaning in with the flat of my tongue, drawing a line up his neck, tasting the sugary chocolate. Adam was in front of me now as I went back for more. I closed my eyes so I could pretend there wasn't a camera in my face. "Okay, Sam, I want you to do the same thing on the other side of his neck with the chocolate." I adjusted my hips, pushing myself forward a bit. And for the slightest moment, I wanted to feel my pussy press against his body before I squeezed more chocolate onto the other side of his neck, wasting no time and licking it off of him. My nipples grazed his chest and stiffened. I pressed my nails into his lower back and held the sticky part of his neck. I had already licked with my other hand, squeezing just a little, hoping these micro movements communicated I was being consumed with desire. I was worked up, turned on, ready to come, and tired of hiding it by the time we wrapped up. I considered getting myself off in the bathroom while I changed back into my clothes. The thought evaporated when I heard the door across the hall close, signaling that Silas was already changed and ready to go. I finished yanking on my jeans and pulling my sweater over my head, pushing my feet into my shoes. I grabbed my bag and walked out. I met Silas and Adam by the front door, all of us exchanging thank yous, and Adam telling us he'd had the images ready within a couple of weeks. When we were back in the car, I leaned over and kissed him. The intensity he met me with felt like taking the deepest breath I could find after being held underwater for too long. "Your place or mine?" he asked when I pulled away to look at him. "Mine." "Thank you forever so much for being here. I will tell you that forever." Okay, so my Patreon extravaganza. These are the additional rewards that I'm adding to my page. So we're doing brand new erotica like always. And then eventually that erotica will show up here on the podcast. The next reward tier is I will be pulling tarot cards with specific themes and giving you journal prompts around sexual energy, creative energy, relationships. I'm also open to taking requests if you have them. So you'll have an option of choosing the card that you feel pulled to. There'll be three of them. And then I'll give you what's coming through with that card and a journal prompt for you to play with. And then the other reward is the erotica plus the tarot. And then the third one is I'm writing erotic love notes for my Patreon collective. So what that looks like is I'm tuning into the energy of the people that are in that reward tier and crafting an erotic love note for them based on the energy I'm picking up on, the messages that I hear, the things that I see. And those will be posted every month as well. If you want your own personal erotic love note, I'm still doing those as well. And it's the same exact thing. I'm tuning into your energy specifically and pulling out whatever wants to be heard, whatever wants to be seen, organizing it in the form of a letter, and then sending it to your email. So if that's something you want, please send me a DM on Instagram at Strawberry Smut Cakes with your email address, and I'll send you a payment link. Those are $22 for now, but they're going to go up to $33 in March. So If you want it for 22, come on over. Strawberry Smut Cakes on Instagram. You can find me at Strawberry Smut Cakes on Patreon if you want all of those other additional rewards. But again, I appreciate you being here. As always, forever and ever, happy Valentine's Day, and I'll see you on the next one.